Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import, now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads, Maddest Writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1426, recorded July 23rd, 2013. Bluetooth paste. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by Tonks Coffee. Tonks offers a bi-weekly subscription, sourcing their beans directly from the growers. They're roasted and shipped within 24 hours to give you the bestest, freshest coffee beans in the world. For a free sample, visit tonks.org/GizWiz. That's tonx.org/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick.
Let me think of something clever to say.
Oh, we haven't got that much time.
I'm laughing and the show hasn't even started. Maybe we should play the jingle. I said...
Oh. That was too smooth, Leo. And Leo love TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease. Under pathology. Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now. Now! Or, you know, sooner or later. In any minute. Wait a minute. Thrill cam ride. Thrill cam. Hello, thrill cam. Hello, thrill cam.
Whoa. Oh, my word.
Aren't you glad they fixed the thrill cam?
Yeah.
Wow. What a view.
It used to be jerky and not stop all the way in, but now.
Now it goes all the way down. Wait a minute. Is that a raccoon? Not Kevin Rose isn't the only guy could throw a raccoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Dickie D.
Leo, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir.
Do you have raccoons in the Big Apple?
We do, actually.
Yeah.
Riverside Park, quite a few of them.
Really? Have you ever, if they attacked Fairway, what would you do?
Oh, I would do what Kevin did. I mean, I would be frightened, but I would not let Fairway.
Kevin, I think, got sick after this, didn't he? He was tweeting that he got pretty sick.
Yeah. So they're very, very scary. There was a family of them.
I would have gotten a baseball bat. I would have had a 10-foot pole. I would not have picked the thing up. We should play the video for those who didn't see. Kevin was on Twit on Sunday and talked a little bit about this. His dog Toaster was out about 1 in the morning, and Kevin heard quite a ruckus. Let's see if we can get this to play. Wow. YouTube, it's so popular. YouTube's slow down. Do you see that 5.5 million views?
Oh, my already. Wow.
In, 4 days? He posted it Saturday.
Oh, my word. That is approaching GizWiz territory.
I tell you, he should have put an ad on this thing. Oh, well, it's not running.
Well, but we wouldn't be able to see the ad if he did.
Yeah, because we can't even get the thing going. But what he did was he went and, well, here it is. So he says, I don't encourage animal violence, and neither do you, Dick. You're an animal lover. But when a raccoon attacks your dog, you leap into action, and that's exactly what Kevin did. Fortunately, he had security cameras. There's Toaster battling the raccoon. The security cameras captured this live action. He runs down the stairs, picks up the raccoon, and hurls it bodily. Then, this is the best part, chases it. Toaster comes back. He's smart. He gets out of the way. Let's get another angle on that. They had two security cameras. You can actually see this. He made it in super slow-mo, so you can see the raccoon going, what is it they say in England? Ass over teacup? And then Kevin goes, I'll get you, you dirty raccoon. He says when he got down there, the raccoon was running off.
Yeah, no, he said the raccoon left. Yeah.
Here is an animated GIF that Kevin's fans made of Kevin and the raccoon conveyor belt.
Never-ending.
They just raccoons. Keep coming, and he keeps throwing them down. We asked him, "What's that thing flying off there? Is that the raccoon's eyeball?" He said, "No, that's just a piece of fluff from Toaster. That's his dog's fur."
Wow.
So the raccoon apparently uninjured. Well, I can't say uninjured, but he was able to make his way back to raccoon camp. And
he got a lawyer
and
served Kevin. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. And then he went home and ate popcorn.
Some people like raccoons.
Yeah.
Not everybody hates raccoons. Some people actually believe raccoons should be part of the family. Not me.
My brother did for a while. My
really?
Brother had a pet door. And he let raccoons in at night and left food out for them.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
Well, he knows that now.
What happened?
Well, he came down one day and three of them were sitting in his favorite leather chair. And he tried to shoo them away. And they said, no, this is our chair.
They said, you got any Tonks coffee?
Yeah, they did.
This U-Ban is just terrible.
Yeah.
Now, raccoons are very, they get very comfortable with humans around. And we had a pet door in the garage, and they used to come in all the time. We ended up putting a lot of, so we put a suitcase in front of it. They still got in. So we just ended up just kind of putting big things in front of the pet door. Ozzy would, because then Ozzy would hear somebody in the garage, and then he would go chase the raccoons. Yeah. And I was worried that the same thing would happen, that he'd catch one. Fortunately, he never caught one.
Oh, my word. No, you don't want that.
Yeah. Anyway.
What happens when the raccoons start flying toward you?
Yeah, this is the other side of it.
Yes.
Kevin is raccoon birth.
I'll take another.
The raccoons give birth.
This was the
you
next
really
night.
Have to have someone there.
It's a raccoon
because
catcher.
They come out really fast and big. Another raccoon born.
They have large litters.
Leo.
I mean, how big is that pile of raccoon that he's creating right now?
The thing I would say is, in all seriousness, don't do what Kevin did.
Yeah.
Even if you think you could get 5 million views on YouTube, because your risk of getting bitten, getting rabies, getting an illness. There are lots of illnesses you can contract. Fortunately, aside from rabies, most of them can be treated, or they're not too serious. But Kevin apparently got sick after that, so. He was in good shape when he was here Sunday, though. He didn't.
No,
seem,
I saw the show. Yeah,
he didn't seem too.
Maybe the show made him sick.
We did have Jolie O'Dell's muffins.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that could have done it. So, Dick. anyway, I just thought I would mention, because I know you're an animal lover, you're a dog lover. Fairway is close, near, and dear to your heart, and like Toaster, like Ozzy, he's a small dog, about the size of a raccoon, so it would be a fair fight.
Well, I always carry a tape measure with me, and I say, wait a minute, hang on.
Let's have the weigh-in first.
Before you jump on my dog, there are some preliminaries here. I need to see a health certificate. I need weight and length.
Dr. Mom says her money is on that he got giardia, which is a parasitic infection from the raccoon.
Oy.
Yikes. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk gadgets.
Okay. We're going to talk about gadgets to keep cool. And kids, well, I'll show you a video of what kids love and the newest one of those. And here it is.
Yes.
Dickie Bertolo, Mads Madness, try to end the Giz Whiz with another video here on Twit. One Take Theater. It is really hot in New York City.
How hot is it?
It's so hot, I put breadcrumbs out.
Thank you, Dennis.
Birds are picking them up with potholders. That's hot. All right, so if you go down to Riverside Park, kids are using Super Soakers.
Oh, love those.
This is one of the newest Super Soaker Arctic Shock.
What?
Okay.
Ice cubes?
And why is it Arctic Shock? Well, the fill chamber is big enough that you can actually throw ice cubes in with the water.
Oh, I love it.
So
that's
if
great.
You want to soak somebody with ice
like
cold
the next
water,
thing too.
And on a day like today, I think they would actually thank you for it. You could do that with the Super Soaker. And so you don't have to run back to the water fountain constantly. This is the Super Soaker Hydro Pack, okay? Kids can actually wear the vest and carry 100 ounces of water in the vest.
God.
And then this guy clicks into the bottom of the gun. So you can carry 100 ounces. A gallon is 132 ounces. Roughly, you're carrying 3/4 of a gallon of water with you. So this is loaded. There's no ice water in your fairway. What do you think
of
this?
The pressure. Oh, fairway. You do.
Fairway. Oh, fairway. Oh yeah. Earlier, fairway was jumping up to catch the water. Fairway, you're gonna get it. Come on, yo. No. Oh, fairway. Okay, fairway is uninterested. All right, we will attack the train. Ta-dan. This is a holdup. This is a holdup. My LGB waterproof trains. There they go. We're giving them a soaking. Ta-dan. Bum, 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 bum. And, no, they just stopped there for about 30 seconds.
It shoots 20 to 30 feet.
It's good.
I don't have good aim. Oh, there we go. I got the conductor. I got the conductor. And I got
the engineer.
I got them both.
You're going to
anyway,
a second
so this is Dick DeMartolo, maddest writer, and the Gizwiz with one
not hit the camera.
Here on Twit.
I want one of those. That is awesome.
Yeah, they're great fun. They're the list price on each of them is $19.95, and on Amazon they're down around $18. And Toys R Us and
that's great. Yeah. That looks like a lot of fun. Yeah,
the Super Soaker Arctic
Shock.
What
a good idea! And all they did was they make a bigger container, and they could put ice in.
Yeah,
and they've got a whole new line.
I love the water vest, and you just take off the container that comes with the Super Soaker, and that clicks in the bottom, and then you shoot out of your vest.
Wow. Extreme soakage.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Those are more fun in summer than they are in winter.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You don't want to see a dog stuck to the sidewalk. That's a sad, sad thing.
No, Fairway loves catching snowballs. And when I first started doing that, she was jumping up to catch the water. And then she said, this is no fun.
He was bored to tears.
Yeah, exactly. So when I brought out the camera, she said, I'm going to perform and look stupid on camera? No, I think not.
Hey, I wanted to show you. I got my Tonks coffee. Our show brought to you by Tonks Coffee, a coffee connoisseurs who offer biweekly subscriptions to amazing beans, fresh roasted 24 hours before the shipping's within 24 hours of the roasting. So you get it just about, 3 days after it's roasted, 72 hours is perfect. This is, shown you the sample. This is the full-size package, just so you know. This is my Tonks. And I was saving this for the show. Maybe we can get some Tonks brewed up. You can get a free sample. If you're interested in coffee or you know somebody who is, or you would like to become a coffee connoisseur, visit T-O-N-X, Tonks.org/Gizwiz, and they'll send you a sample. You'll get it the next day or two, and it's great. It's great. Here we go. This is from Kirinyaga, Kenya. Some of the best coffee I've ever had is a Kenyan bean. I can't wait to try this. So there you go. That's 12 ounces, I think. Yeah. Fresh roasted. Now these are beans, so you have to have a grinder, and they talk about what kinds of grinders. Actually, I use a hand mill that I got from Bespoke. It works great. And then the AeroPress is a good way to brew these. And they say one of the big myths we try and bust again and again. This is a little note from them. You get a new one every time. Is that you need a professional barista with expensive gear to make a decent cup of coffee. No disrespect to our colleagues who make their living perfecting the brewing craft, but we strongly believe a good cup in your kitchen is simply about starting with great beans and a bit of care, and I'd have to agree with them. Here's some authentic coffee bar suggestions for authentic coffee bar ambiance. Instead of making your coffee right away, wait an extra 5 to 15 uncaffeinated minutes, shuffle around awkwardly, fiddle with your smartphone a bit, put on some music. The more obscure, the better. Bonus points if it's music you dislike. Let your bathroom get really messy. Put a big lock on it. Keep the key sitting on your kitchen counter attached to a spatula. Just this is to make your home more. So if you miss the coffee shop, leave dirty dishes and sections of the newspaper in random places. In lieu of flyers for events and shows, just tape some of your junk mail up on the wall. Randomly turn off the Wi-Fi. Buy some unhealthy pastries from a fancy bakery. Let them get nice and stale before you eat them. And don't forget to give yourself a dollar tip. Or, fresh brewed coffee from Tonks. And you know, if you use the AeroPress, you get a great cup of coffee in a minute or two. Try it today. Free sample, Tonks.org/Gizwiz. And I just got my Kamwangi. Kamwangi from Kirinyaga, Kenya. Oh, this looks good. In the foothills of Mount Kenya, along the fertile Aberdale Range, grow some of the most exquisite coffees on the planet. It's true. Kenyan coffee is the best coffee I ever had. I cannot wait. I almost want to just leave right now. Would you mind, Dick? If I just go?
Wait another 20
minutes. I'll save it for after the show.
Come on. You can do it.
Thank you, Tonks, for your support. Again, everybody, get your free coffee. Tonks.org/GizWiz. What's gadget number two, Dickie D?
Gadget number two are two more ways to keep cool. The first one I found on Amazon. It's from a company called O2 Cool. And they're the people that make those battery-operated fans that have a spritzer attached so you can keep yourself cool.
Yeah.
So this is a clever idea. If you carry water in the warm weather, it's a 20-ounce water bottle. But at the top, there's a way to drink the water from the bottle. Or on the side is a little plunger. So you can use a little bit of your drinking water as a mister. And last week when it was 98, I carried this down to the marina, and it really is a big help. It's on Amazon. I paid $9.99, and I think it was Amazon Prime. So it came very fast, BPA-free, and a clever idea for the hot weather. And a second bottle from a different company with another clever little trick to it, and it's called the Citrus Zinger.
Ooh.
And the Zinger is another water bottle, but down at the bottom, the bottom has a separate section that screws off.
Yeah.
And there's a little plunger
just like
in there.
Me, I screw off too.
You do.
Yeah,
well, the whole
time.
Staff there, it's like screw
That's
off.
That's really
screw
Jeff Neal's job is the.
Exactly. Yeah. So you stick half a lemon on it or half a lime and squeeze it onto the bottom piece. Then it screws back into the bottle. Then you fill it with water. And there's a little strainer there so none of the actual pieces of fruit goes up into your drinking water. And that way you make your own citrus-infused
water. It's so funny that you said it because I just got this from Vision USA Today. It's also an infuser.
Oh, my word.
Did you talk about this recently or is this just my imagination?
No.
So, you know, Lisa likes Propel. She doesn't drink, she won't drink straight water. I said, water's delicious. She said, no, has to have a flavor. So she gets these little things that you put in your water and that's tar. So I thought, wouldn't it be healthier? Because she loves it. The spa, you know, sometimes they have cucumber in the water, orange slices.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the idea. This is a 27-ounce water bottle that you can put in here. You could put a vegetable of your choice.
Carrot water.
Carrot water, strawberry water, lemon, lime.
And you squeeze it in there, right?
No, because it's...
See, with the Zinger, it has kind of a juicer attachment.
Yeah, no, I noticed that. And this you just, you would... I don't know how this works. Should have given me some instructions. I guess this just comes off. This unscrews or something. I'm going to break it. But these are holes. It's not a strainer. So I think you would put something that's not going to go through the holes, like sliced cucumber. You could put lemon or lime. They have picture on the picture here, it's strawberries. But you could put any berry or anything that's not going to come through. But you want openings that are big enough that the flavor...
Goes in there. Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking of putting Tonks coffee beans in there.
I think that's a good idea,
coffee
too.
Water.
I was thinking of maybe a strip steak.
Ah, beef water.
Beef water.
That'd be awesome. Is this beans? Look at that.
For the
Thank
workout.
You, Dr. John. He's the coffee bean tripper. Oh, that is good. What were these beans?
It's still the Aruba.
That's the Aruba Jamaica girl I want to make you? Yeah, I love that. Oh, you could put steakums in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, beef jerky, yes.
Little beef jerky?
Yeah,
jerky water.
Yeah, that's I grew up there, Jerky Water, Arizona.
Oh, there it is. So maybe, I should get some water in here. Do we have anything we could infuse? Funyuns? I don't think so.
You could sip into a Slim Jim.
Bacon water.
Oh, now you talk.
Candy water. Candy corn water. corn nuts water. Anyway, so that's good. So this must be a category, because that's an infuser,
I think it is.
Too.
It must be something that everybody's cashing in on.
Now, I was hoping for glass. They say this is BPA-free. It's a kind of plastic made out of Eastman Triton. So maybe this is, like, not a bad plastic for you. I don't know my plastics. But anyway, kind of a neat idea. I'm going to try it out.
What's the name of that one? Mine is Citrus Zinger, and yours is?
It's the Vision USA Infuser, and I did get it on Amazon.
Okay.
And let me just find the Amazon listing, and I can tell you how much I paid for it. I think this is a good idea. You know, I like plain water. I think water is, like, perfect. But if you much better than putting a soda flavor. There it is. It was $10. $10.19. Yeah. 27 ounces. And it creates your own flavored water naturally. So what are we going to make here, John? What is the flavoring we're going to use? Here, put some
pasta.
Toothpaste?
Oh, that's good. You know, when you leave in a hurry in the morning, Tonks coffee in one hand, toothpaste
in the other.
Water.
Always have fresh breath with the new toothpaste water.
Wow.
Limes, lemons, apples would be good. Any kind of fruit, I think. And it's got a little sippy. You could put a straw in there or whatever.
Nice. Right. Nice.
So, gadget number three.
Gadget number three. Okay, yes. So a company sent me a Bluetooth light bulb, Bluetooth LED light bulb. And I tried using it and had no luck. And then I called them up and I said, oh, you know what? You need to have a Bluetooth device that has Bluetooth 4.0.
Yes. The new low power Bluetooth.
The new low power.
Yeah.
So that's the iPhone 4S and the iPhone 5 and the iPad 3 and 4th generation. Or the newest iPod.
iPod, does it really? The iPod Touch?
The Touch, the newest Touch. Anyway,
yeah,
so Myra has a iOS device. What did you use, Myra?
I used my iPhone
4S. iPhone 4S. So
does
Myra tried
it. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Does Myra have her own camera now?
Myra has her own camera for this spot.
She has her own lower third as well,
only
Leo.
That, Myra has her own video. So let's watch Myra's video.
Hi, all. It's Myra here. Welcome to 10 Take Theater. This is take 15.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm talking about the Bluetooth bulb today, the bulb that magically changes color when you tap on the interface, the Bluetooth bulb app that you can get from the App Store. The app is free. The bulb you can get from bluebulb.com, and it's $69. And all you have to do is give it a little tap, and you can set the mood for the evening, or you can just sit around and swipe back and forth and change your background colors for no reason except that it's fun. So this is it, the Bluetooth bulb. The app is free on the App Store. And the bulb is $69 at bluetoothbulb.com.
Okay, and Mario, you said there was some other features too, right?
Right. You see that?
What's it doing?
Let me see. Oh, no, I'm just showing you the interface. Because you can also adjust the brightness and the intensity of the color.
Yeah, you know, this is just like the Hue.
Yes.
Except you don't have to buy the whole Hue starter kit. You can just buy one bulb.
Right. It's
can you set it as an alarm?
Yes. It works as an alarm clock, and when you set it, it brightens gradually. And whatever color
like a sunrise clock, that's
right,
good.
And whatever color you set it for, that's what color it'll wake you up at. So if you anticipate your mood in the morning, you can set whatever color you think you'll be in the mood for.
You know, can you have it go at night, slowly go down and shut off?
I don't think that's
okay.
a feature.
Okay.
I would say if you're going to get three, get the Hue. Because I think the Stark
is
200
Bluetooth
bucks.
Also?
No, that's the difference, and that's kind of the nice thing about the Hue is it uses your Wi-Fi. So you have to. That's why it's 200 bucks for the starter kit. You have a base station which plugs into your router, and then the bulbs will use the Wi-Fi. They are all wireless enabled. That's why you can control multiple bulbs. Oh, but I have to start. You have to buy a $200 starter kit. So this is 69 bucks, and I think it's 60 bucks a bulb for additional Hue bulbs. It's very similar. It's probably, you know what? Probably the same bulb. It looks a little different, but I think the Hue is nice because you can do all of those things, but you can also program it with if this, then that. So I have my Hues come on when the sun sets locally, things like that. And you could pick up colors from images. You see how they're doing that. But it's exactly the same. The only difference is instead of one bulb for 70 bucks, you have to buy three bulbs in the starter unit for 200 bucks.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. I think this is just the beginning. I have one Hue base station. I think can control like 40 bulbs. So I have one base station in the TV room, and then I have four bulbs in the bedroom. So and those are all independent. So the bedroom can wake up, you know, in the morning, do that thing that you said at 8 o'clock, and it starts to sunrise and all of that stuff. I think it's very cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Like it. So do you like it, Myra?
I love it. Actually, I left it home. I was supposed to bring it back. I left it home, and I'm keeping it.
Now, one thing that the Hue did that was really bad. One thing. Remember I told you about this? When the power went out?
Oh, yes, it comes back.
And then it came back on, and it comes back full bright. Good morning! At 1:30 in the morning. So, and I bet yours will do that, too. But I don't know. That's an interesting question.
No, but I'm sure it would.
Okay. The idea is, for the reason it does that is, if you wanted to, if you lost your controller, your software, you should be able to switch the lights on with the light switch, right? So if when you switch it on, it goes full bright.
Full. Totally full, yes.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. So imagine the power outage is just it got switched off, and then it got switched back on, and then it goes, good morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of a natural flaw. I like that. So who makes that?
The company is Blue Bulb.
Blue Bulb.
Yeah. And the app is cleverly called Blue Bulb App.
If you got multiple bulbs, could you control multiple bulbs?
You know, I don't know. Did you know, Myra?
That'd be kind of a limitation.
I don't know. That's a good question, you know? maybe you should get another bulb and give it a...
Yeah, get another bulb from Myra.
Get another bulb and give it to Myra.
Oh, they're going to do a gateway in later this month.
Oh, that's what it was, right.
Yeah,
they are.
But so, okay, so they're going to do the same thing.
Yeah. It pairs up really easily, so, I mean, it'd be interesting to see if you can...
Fine.
Start managing
I guess
all
just
your
be
light bulbs. So I guess all the light bulbs would do the same thing. If you had multiple light bulbs. I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Yeah. So, you know what? I think it might, because you can name when it pairs up.
Oh, you can name it. Good. That's what you do then. You could say, hey, you, I want you to be blue. I want
Prince,
you to be green.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
I call
sense.
You Prince Blue Tube.
By the way, thanks to Jeff Needles and John Slanina, I now have apples in my water.
Wow. What a team. What a
look at
team.
That. Apple water.
Yeah.
Should have my daughter taste that. Hey,
is
Abby.
Is she an apple water fan?
Are you a fan of apple water? Come here, Abby. I'm not.
Oh, I want to see Abby.
Yeah, you haven't seen her in ages. Do you want to try some? I need you for an experiment. She's
Leo's
not Mike,
official
but,
taster.
Yeah. So what I did is we have this special jar, right? And you have a little thing in here. I put some apples in here with regular plain water. I'm just wondering if it would taste like good apple water. She's drinking it.
I should do a spit test.
Is it good? Does it taste apple-y?
Yeah, it tastes good.
Tastes like apple?
Yeah.
Do I have any money?
No, it's not.
You want to check?
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the middle
Boy,
of a show right now.
For an on-camera appearance, I'm not paying her.
She wants scale. Union scale.
You know, union scale on a podcast, though, is $1.80.
I got $1.80. It's in my wallet in the thing. If you told me, I would have had a check for you. Ask Lisa to cut you a check.
That'll show
How long was she on? 3 seconds.
Yeah, but that was a very valuable bit right there. So, yeah.
And she, you never should have let her say a line. That put her right.
Oh, now she gets, the spoken line rate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's.
Uncle Bick in the chat room says, Leo, she was on camera. She should get paid. I don't know why she should be any different than any of the other people who are on camera here.
Exactly.
This guy's not getting paid.
Yeah.
All right. That's three. Count them, three gadgets.
And yes, Myra now that means.
Now has an official camera.
All right.
the Myra cam.
The Myra cam.
Is that, that's great. And Myra, I didn't know this. You're a designer?
I'm a web designer.
I didn't know that. JoyceDesignNY.com. Would you like a check?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm tired. I need the money.
Oh, man.
Good answer, Myra.
Good answer. Special guest star. If you get a camera, you should have your check. I agree.
Right.
Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for my gadget, is it?
Yeah, it's crapola time.
Crapola time. And again, it's going to be a big surprise. All I know is I provided the toothbrush. Jeff came running into the office, said, Leo, do you have a toothbrush? I said, well, as a matter of fact, I do. In case I ever need to do a sleepover, I've got my toothbrush. Okay. And I have some Colgate bubble fruit flavored toothpaste.
Oh, that's highly recommended by the dental authority.
I have a spit bowl, but here's the most important part, ladies and gentlemen. It's the tube squeezer. Do you ever get in a situation? See, I'm going to do an ad for this without ever having seen this before. You ever get in a situation where you know there's more toothpaste in that tube, but it's just so squunched up that you can't get to it? Or worse, the kids come in and they squeeze the tube in the middle like that, and there's indentations all over it, and there's, you know, there's at least 5 cents worth of toothpaste hidden in that tube, and you can't throw it out. That's where the tube squeezer, or as we say in French, presse-tube, comes in. It's the ultimate toothpaste dispenser.
Wow, so you don't need a hammer.
You don't need a hammer. You just need a chef's knife, a half an apple, and the tube squeezer. Let's just open it up and give it a try.
Oh,
what do you
let's see?
See
that. Oh, this... Oh, this has got to be, what's like $50?
Well, let's put it this way. He got it at the dollar store. I think everything at the dollar store is a dollar.
That's what they say.
You know, I know. I just want to make sure it's not sealed. Sometimes, because it would, the worst thing, and this is something, just a little pro tip for those of you who've ever used these. If this is completely sealed and you use the squeezer, you could have a toothpaste explosion. Jeff's clapping his hands right now.
Yeah, he likes that.
Easy to use. You just put the toothpaste tube in the end right there, just like that, firmly seat it. And now get ready, because whenever you need toothpaste, you just turn the little key on the toothpaste thing.
Wow.
I'm really amazed. I must have missed the important aim for the hole.
I think some just came out, I think.
Yeah,
didn't it?
That's just excess.
Aim for the hole.
That's drippage.
This is good.
Okay,
$50 to a buck.
You know, I always thought if I didn't, you know, have a career such as it is in broadcast, I could be that guy at the county fair who demonstrates stuff like this.
Oh, this is good. Okay, this
watch
is
this.
Yeah.
There's humanity. All right,
wow.
We gotta do it again. Oh, it's broken.
Well, did he buy just one?
No, yeah. You're supposed to buy several. One for every tube in the family.
No, five for every tube in the family.
I'm breaking into a sweat, a flop sweat here, Jeff. Do you know what a flop sweat is, kid? Yeah, all right. Here we go. Oh, God.
Jeff, I think you'll be leaving the cottage, the brick house, earlier than expected.
This is the best way to get to the toothpaste.
If you've ever got extra toothpaste, just slice open the tube, and it comes out just like that.
Amazing.
Look at that.
And then you can just spoon it into your mouth.
Yeah. What I do is when
you
I get
what,
a new...
Leo? Forget the tube.
That's
put
exactly
it on a dish,
right. When I get a new tube of toothpaste,
as you need it.
I just open up the tube like this, and I put it in a bowl, and then I can just dip my toothbrush in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you just put the little saran wrap on top of it for tomorrow.
Yeah, and you just keep it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, toothpaste never goes bad. That's one thing. It's a property of toothpaste.
Yeah.
And then you've got a nice gob of toothpaste. You can brush your teeth.
Bowl just like of that. Paste, we call
just,
it.
Just like that. Let me just.
Nice.
I'm not sure you have enough there, though, is the thing.
Leo, that's just enough for the top row. There you go. Bolo paste.
Disgusting. Quick, I need some apple water.
Ew.
If you're listening to this podcast, boy, are you lucky. Leo just put a giant wad of toothpaste
that's
in
his horrible.
Mouth. From a tube he slid open with a knife.
I'm pretty sure I just got a cavity watching that.
And now
it was
painful. Foaming at the mouth.
You know, it's times like this.
Yeah.
What's at the dollar store? The toothpaste is also from the dollar store.
Oh,
so
wow.
We didn't go all out on this, I admit it. Right. Not as expensive.
You know what? When you buy Colgate toothpaste spelled with a K, I think it's not the original stuff.
No, don't give me tissues. Tissues are not going to help. I need a finger bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, it's this time of the evening that we like to go for a little walk through the streets of Manhattan. You know, it's kind of, you remember the Woody Allen movie After Midnight? It's kind of like that. After Midnight, it's Manhattan's a magical, magical place. It's where all the magic, all the mystery, all the excitement of the Big Apple can happen. Take a stroll down Broadway, the Great White Way. See the lights as they twinkle out down the beautiful facades of the Broadway theaters one by one. The bums sleeping underneath the awnings to stay out of the rain. And then, wait, up ahead. I feel like I've been slimed in Ghostbusters. And wait, up ahead. The stone edifice just on the horizon. Could it be? Yes, it is. Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, why don't you do the gadget while I go freshen up?
Okay, I will.
Good.
I will. Well, so while Leo goes and freshens up, we had a video of the week, and it turned out it was not a Gadget Warehouse video, but I thought, hey, in about 2 or 3 years, this gadget will be warehouse ready. And it's a viewer's video, and I'll just read the note that came with it. It's from Rob. And let me see if I can find Rob's. He just said Rob. Hey, Dick and Leo, it's Rob. Oh, it's Giga Tigga in the chat room. Longtime fan from as far back of episode 1. Oh, my word, of the Daily Gizwiz. And Leo, clear back to Tech TV days. I miss the Netcam network. Anyway, I want to share my favorite gadget of all time, my Alienware M14X R2. I've had it for a year now, nothing but a blast with it. I'm no laptop novice, but I've owned 20 to 30 laptops in my life, and I'm only 27. I subscribe to the theory, when Leo gets a new one, it's time for me to get a new one. This is my first attempt at creating any sort of online video, so forgive the quality. I want to mention, though, that this was shot on my iPhone 5. Thanks for all you do and keep up the show. Here's my video.
Hey, Dick and Leo, it's Giga Tigga here with my favorite gadget for the Giz Whiz. You'll have to forgive my backdrop here. I wanted to find something white, and that was the only thing I had. It's a runner-up for my best gadget, I think. But this is the real gadget here. This is my Alienware M14XR2 computer. And I know you guys just did this on Before
Ooh,
You
that's
Buy
pretty.
And gave it a try. Well, I want to say this is a definite, definite buy.
I like the desktop.
It's got 16 gigabytes of RAM.
Wow.
A 750 gigabyte storage drive. A 256 gigabyte SSD. A Blu-ray player. My cat might come over and say hello here. Also, here we have two USB 3s, Ethernet, and Kensington. They look a little dusty, actually. Of course, you have the multi-backlit keyboard here and the little alien at the top there for the power button. Over here, I have a card slot, two headphone ports, which is nice. This port actually allows you to charge devices without having the computer on. It can be in sleep mode, and you can still power your phone or whatever off of the, I think it's a 63 watt hour battery in here. And then display, not Thunderbolt, HDMI and VGA. So I've got a quad core i7, a NVIDIA 650M with 2 gigabytes of video memory, and Bluetooth, of course, Wi-Fi, 5G, everything I need. One other thing, I used to be a huge Apple fan, but when you need to change something from the factory, it doesn't beat anybody but Apple. So the Dell notebooks come with a power adapter that sticks off the back here. Well, you can't set it up against the wall. So some guy just started making these. You plug your adapter in here, then you plug this in here, and you can run it right down the side. Now, all of the vent cooling comes out of this side, and this side is completely blocked off, so you don't sacrifice any cooling by doing this, and you can set it right up against the wall. So for $6, power solved. Try to do that with your MagSafe connector, huh? All right. Well, this has been the Alienware.
You didn't mention the price.
14X R2.
No, I think it's under $6.
$6 and 53 cents. Yeah, that's my guess.
That's Giga Tigger, who's been watching us since episode one of the Daily Giz Whiz.
That thing must weigh. It looked like it weighed about 20 pounds.
Probably. Didn't probably.
It? It felt heavy.
And it was probably, he's not in the chat room because he could tell us the price. Anyway, he will. So Giga Tigger, even if you're not in the chat room, I'm sure you're going to watch this episode. Not only did we run your video, but you are now eligible for GizWiz Crapola.
Oh, hey, good news. This fabulous toothpaste squeezer is going to be his.
Oh, you're not. Are you going to send that out already?
I know. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, he's going to find a lot of use out of this thing.
I think you put a, are you willing to part with that dish and the toothpaste? You could make it a nice package.
We could give him the toothpaste, the toothbrush, the dish, and the knife for only $29.99.
Wow.
Yep. What do you think now? How much would you pay, huh?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you want to send us a video, you can, four categories. I bought a piece of crap. I invented this. My Gadget Warehouse, or as Giga Tigger did, my favorite gadget of all time.
What would you do if you opened your box of crap from the GizWiz show and it was this?
I would not be surprised.
What would you do? Hey, we didn't, no false billing. That we said it was a box of crap. It's a bowl with blue toothpaste and a toothbrush, slightly used.
I would put that on display.
Send us your videos if you want to win great prizes like these.
Like that, yeah.
GizWiz at twit.tv.
Exactly. 2 to 3 minutes long. Post it on YouTube and send Jason the link at, Leo said, GizWiz at twit.tv.
Awesome. Actually, we can't send that out because it's got my DNA on it. I don't want anybody making no voodoo dolls out of me. Pricking me with pins. Ow! All right, I think it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for a letter from one of our fabulous fans. Hit the letter jingle, if you will, Mr. Howell.
Get ready for it, you guys.
Man, punk rock is a good workout. Yes, it is. What is the letter of the day?
The letter is from John Vail, who writes, I stumbled upon some gadgets. I don't own these, but when I saw them, I immediately thought of you and Leo. One is the combination shopping bag safety helmet, which Leo needs.
I want one!
Living in earthquake-prone California.
How does that protect you?
Jason, there's a little video underneath. Just run like 20 seconds of it.
So it looks like a shopping bag, but you put it over your head.
Yes.
It's got padding. Notice a real shopping bag really won't protect you.
Right.
But
so this has the gentleman,
if an earthquake happens, you can use this bag to protect your head by putting on your head and closing the snap fastener. It actually has quite a bit of, like a half inch of foam in the bottom of it.
He said it's the same foam used in hard hats.
Ah.
So anyway, you have a shopping bag, you have your
own. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Crash helmet. Yeah.
Yeah, Michio Kaku is selling those on the side now. That's exciting.
And then he sent another gadget that he thinks you should be testing.
Clever design, the mesh side panel, so you can still see outside.
Yeah, no, it's clever. It's very good.
You know when the earthquake's over, you know.
You can't get away with just putting a shopping bag over your head. Oh, and also take the food out of it, like the eggs and the and the toothpaste.
Don't panic and put it all on with the food. Exactly. Yeah.
I also saw the face slimmer. I think the pictures say it all. I thought that it would be ideal for Leo.
I want it. I don't think that's what they're using it for, but I want it.
Yeah,
so you put
you
that mouthpiece in. It looks like wax lips. And then you fight wrinkles by what?
By pronouncing vowels. You with that in your mouth.
Exactly.
There you go.
I do not think that is what I think you think it is.
Well,
I know what you're talking about, Leo.
Face slimmer to me. So, John Bell, thank you very much for your gadget.
Where can I get one of those?
Just go to my website. I put the.
You might be reviewing this next week, Leo.
Are those both from the Japan product site? Is that
yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they if Jeff is on the pants. Ball, if Jeff is on the ball, he'll have both of them there in the next couple of weeks.
$61 for that. I think I could just get wax lips that would do the same thing.
$61?
Yeah.
How much was the crash helmet shopping bag?
That was also expensive. It was $35. So
$35
given the choice.
To save your life and $61 to look stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
This could be a good place to mine for the show.
Yeah.
Gotta say.
I think a lot of that's fake, though.
I don't know.
You think that's all real?
Before Jeff leaves, he should order like 35 of these.
Yeah, just so we have it.
Yeah, exactly.
Tamagotchi. I remember those. Those were fun. What's that? Oh, a dog head. Oh, that's beautiful. A soft bank. Otuzen dog mask. Otuzen dog mask. Oh, yeah.
Wear one of those and the raccoons will be gunning for you.
scare Kevin Rose in his sleep. Ooh, infrared centipedes. Ooh.
No.
Okay, we're not getting those.
No, please. Yeah.
Dick, I can't believe how quickly this episode has flown by.
It really did.
Yeah, we want to thank Tonks and Colgate.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just put it this way. Which would you prefer to find in your mailbox tomorrow?
I'll take the Tonks.
Yeah, that's a good motto. I'll take the Tonks.
Yeah.
And Dick, we will see you next on Saturday, the Giz Fizz, right after the Tech Guy Show at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time on twit.tv. Always a lot of fun. And back here next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
And don't forget to check out the What the Heck Is It game.
Ooh, what is it?
What the heck is it?
What the heck? Click that link. What the heck is it? And you can see the guitar picks. What are they? They're not guitar picks.
I told you that would sort of defeat the game.
They are not guitar picks, I can tell you right now.
Well, yeah, maybe something to do with toothpaste, but I have no hints.
Wouldn't that be funny if those were a toothpaste roller upper? That would be funny.
Yeah, I think they'd work better than what you had.
This did not work. This was too this was overly convoluted, I think.
I think it was.
Could have been simpler. Oh, you shouldn't use it with a full tube of toothpaste. You should use it when the toothpaste is almost done. That's probably true. All right, Dick.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
we will see you next time right here
on
the Giz Whiz.
I'll be here.
Oh my God, it's like pulling teeth.